You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the quaint mountain town of Gatlinburg, nestled at the base of the Smoky Mountains, the air had the scent of burning pine. A gentle mist hung low over the cobblestone streets, the kind that clung to your skin and made everything feel just a little bit magical. Tourists bustled in and out of souvenir shops, their laughter echoing off the wooden facades, while the distant rumble of a diesel engine signaled the approach of the trolley, ready to ferry them to the next adventure. Amongst the bustle, a lone figure strode purposefully through the throng, eyes scanning the horizon beyond the shops and lounges, where the rolling green hills met the ever-present gray-blue haze of the mountains. Myself, Park Ranger Daniel Castellanos, had seen more than my fair share of the Smokies, the beauty, but today, my gaze was drawn to the shadows beneath the trees. For years, whispers of strange occurrences had filled the air, tales of hikers disappearing without a trace, campers vanishing in the night, leaving only torn tents and a trail of fear. I had always dismayed these stories as the overactive imaginations of city folk unaccustomed to the vastness of the wilderness. But the evidence I had stumbled upon last week had changed my tune. Large, unidentifiable footprints. Hair samples that matched no known creature. The unmistakable, gut-wrenching howl that had pierced the night, leaving even the most stoic of my colleagues trembling. In Gatlinburg at the Smoky Mountains base, I contemplated the recent string of missing hikers and campers amidst the town's lively tourism. My skepticism towards local folklore had shifted due to the discovery of large, unidentified footprints and hair samples, along with a terrifying, unmatched howl heard by my colleagues. I approached the ranger station, the wooden building blending seamlessly into the surroundings' foliage. Inside, the walls were lined with maps and bulletin boards, the scent of pine-scented air fresheners fighting a losing battle against the musty odor of damp gear. The usual suspects of tourists and locals milled about, asking questions about trail conditions and wildlife sightings. My thoughts raced as I grabbed a fresh map from the counter, my eyes tracing the paths I had patrolled so many times before. There was something out there. Something that didn't belong. Something that had claimed the lives of those who had dared to venture too deep into the woods. As I studied the map, I noticed a pattern. The disappearances were clustered around a particular area of the park, a dense patch of the forest that locals had dubbed the Whispering Woods. It was said that those who ventured into the woods could hear strange whispers carried on the wind, luring them deeper into the underbrush. I had always shrugged it off as campfire lore, but now I wasn't so sure. The reports were too numerous, the evidence too compelling to ignore. I had to investigate, to find out what really was happening and put an end to it before another person went missing. The area's ominous reputation and the increasing evidence compelled me to investigate further despite my earlier skepticism. With a newfound sense of urgency, I packed my backpack with essentials: water, a first aid kit, a flare gun, and my trusty digital camera. I informed my supervisor of my intentions, who raised an eyebrow but ultimately gave me a reluctant nod. "Be careful out there, Castellanos," she warned. "I know you've been bugging about this topic for a long time, but please, if you do indeed run into any kind of trouble, do us all a favor and don't be some hero. Just call it in and we'll come pick you up." The concern etched into the lines of her weathered face. "Some things are better left unexplored." The patrol car's tires crunched on the gravel as I pulled out of the station's parking lot and onto the winding road that led into the heart of the park. The forest grew denser with each mile, the canopy above casting dappled shadows on the pavement. The radio crackled with the mundane chatter of other rangers, but my mind was elsewhere, racing ahead to the Whispering Woods area. I need to set up camp before nightfall. The last thing I wanted was to be caught unprepared in the creature's domain. Finally, I arrived at the trailhead. A small, unassuming clearing with a worn path disappearing into the underbrush. I shouldered my pack and began the hike, my boots sinking into the soft earth with every step. The woods grew quieter as I ventured deeper, the only sound the distant calls of birds and the rustle of leaves underfoot. My breath grew shorter and my heart raced, not from exertion, but from anticipation and a touch of fear. The reports had all occurred at night, so I had to be ready. By the time I had reached a suitable spot, the sun had dipped below the mountain peaks, casting the forest into an eerie twilight. I set to work, pitching my tent with swift, practiced movements. As I worked, I read over the files I had brought, my flashlight casting a harsh glow on the pages, each report more chilling than the last, detailing sightings of a creature with the body of a canine and the face of a man, standing upright and towering over the tallest trees. The Dogman, they called it. The very thought of such a beast sent a shiver down my spine, but I had to know the truth. Once the tent was secure, I built a small contained fire. The crackle and snap of the burning wood offered a modest comfort against the encroaching darkness. I sat cross-legged beside it, warming my hands as I ate a hastily prepared dinner of jerky and trail mix. The flames danced in the stillness, throwing flickering shadows across the pages of my notebook. I scribbled down notes, trying to piece together a timeline, a pattern that might reveal the creature's habits. The smell of my food mingled with the scent of the fire, creating a comforting aroma that seemed to push back the gathering gloom. As nightfall settled, the forest took on a different character. The whispers grew bolder, echoing through the trees like a mournful chant. My skin prickled with the sensation of being watched, and I found myself glancing over my shoulder more often than I cared to admit. I brought a recording device along, hoping to capture any sounds that might give me insight into the creature's behavior. The digital display glowed a soft blue in the darkness, a silent sentinel waiting to document the truth. I finished my meal and tucked the remains into a bear-proof canister, hanging it from a tree branch a safe distance from my campsite. My eyes scanned the perimeter, my hand hovering near the flare gun at my belt. The whispering grew louder, more insistent, seeming to come from all directions. My heart pounded in my chest, the steady rhythm of my breathing the only sound that seemed to belong to me. The chill in the air grew colder, and I could feel the presence of something unseen, something that didn't belong in the natural order of the mountains I called home. With a deep breath, I turned on the flashlight, the beam cutting a swath through the darkness. I began to walk the perimeter of my camp, the light dancing over tree trunks and underbrush. The shadows grew more menacing as the light passed over them, and for a moment, I thought I saw something dart out of the corner of my eye. I spun around, the light sweeping the area, but nothing was there. Or at least...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Nothing I could recognize. Then, through the dense foliage, a pair of eyes reflected the light back at me. They glowed a deep, unnatural red. And they belonged to the creature that stood on two legs, towering over the tallest bush. The Dogman. The revelation hit me like a punch to the gut. I had seen it before, in the photos, in the grainy videos that had been dismissed as hoaxes, in the sketches drawn by shaken witnesses. But now... the reality of it stood before me, a living, breathing nightmare. Frozen in terror, I held my flashlight steady, the beam locked onto the creature's unblinking gaze. It was massive, easily twice the size of any bear I had ever encountered, as there's only been pretty much black bears in the Smokies, and they aren't that large compared to grizzlies or polar bears in the Northwest. And its fur was as black as the abyssal night that enveloped the woods. The Dogman's eyes bore into me, unreadable, yet filled with a primal intelligence that sent chills down my body. It didn't move, didn't make a sound, it just stood there, watching. My hands tightened on the flare gun, my heart hammering in my chest. I knew I needed to keep calm, to think strategically. I had heard that eye contact could be a sign of aggression in some animals, so I slowly averted to his gaze, focusing instead on the creature's form. Its muscular body was covered in fur that rippled with each shallow breath it took, and its clawed hands ended in digits that could easily tear through flesh and bone. The whispers grew softer, as if the creature was controlling the very fabric of the forest around it. My mind raced as I tried to recall any information I had known about the creature's behavior. I knew that it was rumored to be a solitary predator, avoiding humans unless threatened or provoked. I took a step back, hoping to signal non-threatening intentions. The eyes remained fixed on me, unwavering, and for a moment, I thought I saw a hint of curiosity in their fiery depths. I took another step, then another, my boots crunching on the forest floor, each sound amplified in the stillness. As I moved away from the creature, I never broke eye contact, my training in wildlife encounters coming back to me in a rush. I knew not to turn my back on the predator, to show confidence without aggression. The whispers grew fainter, and I allowed myself a sigh of relief. Perhaps it was just watching me, assessing the threat I posed. With a free hand, I reached for the radio at my hip, thumb hovering over the call button. The decision to alert the others weighed heavily on my mind. I didn't want to start a panic, but I knew that confirming the existence of the Dogman would change everything for the park. The creature took a step closer, its massive paws making no sound on the leaves. My hand tightened around the radio, my thumb poised to press the button. I didn't want to be the one to disturb the peace of the Smokies with the news of a cryptid monster, but the safety of the visitors and my fellow rangers was paramount. I had to report the findings, no matter how unbelievable they may seem. The Dogman took another step, and I swallowed hard, my eyes flickering on the tent behind me. I knew that if I broke the standoff, I would be inviting trouble. I took a deep breath and spoke in a low, calm voice, hoping that some vestige of reason could exist in the creature's mind. "I don't mean you any harm," I said, my words carrying on the still air. "I'm just trying to understand." The creature's head tilted slightly, the fiery eyes never leaving me. The silence was deafening, punctuated only by the distant hoot of an owl. My heart thundered in my ears, my hand shaking around the radio. I didn't know if the creature understood me, but the tension was palpable, a silent conversation of instinct and survival. The whispers grew fainter still, as if the forest itself was holding its breath. The Dogman took another step, and I felt the urge to flee, to abandon my post and sprint back to the safety of civilization. But I'd never make it. Something held me in place, a mix of duty and morbid fascination. I knew that if I turned and ran, the creature might see that as a challenge, a chase to be had. So, I stood my ground, my knees threatening the buckle beneath me. I could feel the cold sweat beating on my forehead, the fear thick in my throat like bile. The creature took another step, its massive body seeming to glide through the underbrush. The whispers grew softer, almost a lullaby now, and I found myself drawn in, my mind racing to understand what was happening. The stories had never mentioned this, the almost hypnotic quality of the creature's presence. It was as if the Dogman was trying to communicate, to impart some ancient primal knowledge that I was ill-equipped to comprehend. With trembling fingers, I slowly reached into my pocket and pulled out my digital camera, careful not to break eye contact. I knew that a clear photo would serve as irrefutable evidence of the creature's existence. I took a deep breath, my heart pounding in my chest, and lifted the camera, aiming it at the creature. The flash went off with a blinding pop, and for a moment, the forest was illuminated in stark white light. The Dogman recoiled, its eyes narrowing to slits as it took a step backward. The whispers grew agitated, rising in pitch to a cacophony of angry hisses. My hand shook even more violently, the camera slipping from my grasp and clattering to the ground. The creature took another step back, and then another, until it melted into the shadows from which it had emerged. The whispers followed it, fading into the night until all was quiet once more. Heart racing, I bent to retrieve my camera, my breath coming in ragged gasps. I checked the screen. The flash had captured the image of the creature, its red eyes piercing the darkness. The proof was there, stark and undeniable. The Dogman was real, and it was watching me. I had to get the photo to my supervisor, to the world. They had to know. The night grew colder, the whispers a distant memory. I didn't move from my spot, my eyes scanning the shadows for any sign of movement. I waited, my heartbeat slowing to a dull throb until I was certain the creature had indeed left. Only then did I dare to turn my back and enter the tent, the flaps snapping shut behind me like a prison door. Inside, the confined space felt like a sanctuary, the fabric walls a flimsy barrier against the horrors outside. With trembling hands, I uploaded the photo to the Ranger's database, my eyes glued to the screen, reassuring myself that what I had seen was not a figment of my imagination. The creature's image stared back at me, a grim trophy of my discovery. I sent an encrypted message to my supervisor, detailing the encounter and attaching the photo. I know it would cause an uproar, that the quiet lives of the town and the serenity of the park would be forever altered, but I had no choice. The truth needs to be told. As I waited for a response, I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. I peered through the tent flaps, the flashlight beam piercing the inky blackness, but the creature had vanished as if it had never been there. The silence of the woods was now deafening, a stark contrast to the cacophony of whispers that had filled the air moments before. I knew I had to get some sleep, to regain my strength.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
For the journey ahead, but fear gnawed at me like a persistent hunger. Eventually, exhaustion claimed me, and I drifted into an uneasy sleep. My dreams haunted by the fiery eyes of the Dogman. When I awoke, the sun had begun to peek through the dense canopy, casting a warm glow of the dew-kissed leaves. The whispers had given way to the gentle chirping of birds, and the forest felt almost peaceful again. I sat up, my muscles protesting from the tension of the night before, and I went about packing up my camp. Each movement was deliberate, my eyes never strained from the edge of the clearing. The hike back to my car was a blur of adrenaline and fear, the image of the creature burning into my retinas. With each step, I listened for the crunch of branches or the rustle of leaves that would signal its return, but the forest remained eerily silent. It was as if the woods were holding its breath, waiting for me to leave before revealing its secrets once more. My hand remained on the flare gun, the cool metal a comforting presence against my sweaty palm. As I reached the trailhead, the sun's warm embrace washed over me, a stark contrast to the cold terror of the night. My eyes searched the trees, half expecting the dogman to appear from the shadows. But it was gone, leaving only the memory of its presence. I climbed into my patrol car, the door thunking closed with a finality that didn't quite match my thoughts. The engine rumbled to life, and I pulled out onto the deserted road, the tires splitting gravel. The drive back to the ranger station was fraught with tension, my mind racing with questions and fears. What would my supervisor think of the photo? Would they believe me, try to cover it up, or write it off as a prank? The windshield wipers swiped away the dew from the windshield in a rhythm that did nothing to clear the fog from my brain. I needed to be convincing, to make them understand the gravity of this discovery. When I arrived at the station, the early morning sun had chased away the last remnants of night. The building looked the same as it had the day before, yet everything felt different. The laughter of tourists and the casual banter of my colleagues seemed trivial, a stark contrast to the weight of my revelation. I walked in, the door chiming a friendly greeting that seemed out of place amidst my turmoil. My supervisor, Ranger Laura, was at her desk, a steaming mug of coffee in hand, her eyes widening as she took in my disheveled appearance. "Dan, what happened to you?" she asked, her voice a mixture of concern and curiosity. "I found it," I replied, my voice hoarse from the night's tension. "The Dogman, it's real." Laura's expression shifted from concern to disbelief. "What are you talking about, Daniel?" she said, setting down her coffee. I held out the camera, the image of the Dogman's fiery eyes staring back at her from the screen. She took it, her hands shaking slightly. "This is impossible," she murmured, studying the picture. "I know," I said, my voice still tight with fear. "But it's there, in the Whispering Woods area." Laura looked up from the camera, her gaze searching my face for any sign of a lie. "Okay, tell me everything." I recounted my night in the woods, the whispers that grew louder until the creature revealed itself. The way its red eyes bore into me, the silent understanding that seemed to pass between us, and the eventual retreat into the shadows. Laura listened, her expression a mix of skepticism and growing horror. When I finished, she leaned back in her chair, rubbing her temples. This changes everything," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "We need to inform the higher-ups and get some experts in here, maybe even close off the Whispering Woods area for a while." Her words were met with silence. I knew she was right, but the thought of the panic that would ensue was almost too much to bear. "What if I'm wrong?" I asked, the doubt in my voice betraying the fear I had been pushing down. "Look at the photo, Daniel," Laura said, her voice firm. "We can't ignore this. Too many people have gone missing." I nodded solemnly, the weight of my discovery settling on my shoulders like a leading cloak. Laura called an emergency meeting with the other Rangers, the room buzzing with a mix of excitement and fear as I presented my evidence. The photo was passed around, each person's reaction a silent testament to the gravity of the situation. The room grew tense as the reality set in. The Dog Man wasn't just a campfire tale anymore. It was a very real and very dangerous creature lurking in their backyard. The discussion grew heated as they debated the best course of action. Some argued for a full-scale investigation, bringing in experts and possibly even the National Guard that contained the situation. Others suggested keeping it quiet, fearful of the chaos that would ensue if the public learned the truth. Pretty much, cover it up and ignore it. I remained steadfast in my belief that the park needed to be warned, that they had a duty to protect both the visitors and the creature itself. The supervisor nodded gravely. "We need to tread carefully. I'll notify the director and see what resources we could put together." She turned to me, her gaze serious. "In the meantime, you're on administrative leave. I can't risk you going back out there alone." The words stung, but I knew that she was right. I didn't argue, just nodded in agreement. The last thing I wanted was to be a liability. "I'll write up a full report," I said, my voice echoing the gravity of the situation. "Everything I know, every detail." Back at home, I sat at my desk, the blank page before me taunting me. My mind was a whirlwind of images and sounds from the previous night, each memory more vivid than the last. I picked up my pen, the tip hovering just above the paper as I tried to organize my thoughts. I knew what I was about to put down could change the lives of everyone who had stepped foot into the Smokies, and I had to get it right. The words flowed out of me, a torrent of fear and awe that painted a vivid picture of my encounter with the Dogman. I described the whispers, the way they grew louder and more insistent until the creature had revealed itself. I detailed the size and power of the beast, the unearthly glow of its eyes, and the way the forest had seemed to hold its breath in the creature's presence. I paused, the pen hovering over the page as I recalled the moment when the Dogman had vanished into the night. I couldn't shake the feeling that it was still watching me, that the eyes in the photo held some unspoken message that I hadn't yet deciphered. Laura had made it clear that my account would be treated with the utmost seriousness, but I couldn't help but wonder if anyone would truly believe me, and if they really would tell the public. Or would they just cover this whole thing up? The words on the page grew more urgent as I described the creature's retreat and the overwhelming sense of dread that had followed me back to my tent. I wrote about the whispers that had surrounded me, the way they seemed to carry the weight of 1,000 secrets, whispered just beyond the edge of understanding. It was a tale that seemed too fantastical to be true. And yet I knew that every word was grounded in the stark reality of my experience. When I finished the report, I sat back, feeling both exhausted and exhilarated. I laid bare my soul and the truth of the Smokies' darkest secret. But as I reread my account, doubt began to creep in. What if they wouldn't believe me? What if they...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Thought it was just another crackpot who had lost his minds in the mountains. I knew I had to be thorough, to leave no stone unturned in my quest to warn the world. With a sigh, I turned on my computer and the screen flickered to life with the glow of the internet. I scoured the web for any information on the Dogman, finding a plethora of unverified reports and tall tales that did little to ease my mind. But amidst the sea of doubt, there were a few glimmers of hope. Academics who had studied cryptids, survivalists with knowledge of the deep woods, and even a handful of eyewitnesses who had seen something similar. I made notes, jotting down the names and contact information, determined to build a case that would be impossible to dismiss. But the more that I read, the more I realized the depth of the secrets I had stumbled upon. The Dogman was not just a local legend. It was a creature that had been feared and whispered about for centuries, with sites scattered across the Appalachian Trail and beyond. The thought of so many lives touched by its presence, so many stories left untold, fueled my determination to uncover the truth. The next day, Laura called me with an update. The director was assembling a team of experts, including cryptozoologists and seasoned trackers. They would be arriving in Gatlinburg within the week, and she wanted me to be a part of the briefing. Despite my initial hesitation, I felt a spark of excitement at the prospect of working with others who might finally validate my experience. In the meantime, I took the time to meticulously review the footage and audio I had captured during my night in the Whispering Woods. The whispers remained a puzzling enigma, their patterns and intensity fluctuating in a way that seemed almost deliberate. I tried to match them to any known natural sounds or animal calls, but came up short. The more I listened, the more convinced I became that the Dogman's presence was somehow linked to the whispers. As the weeks dragged on, the anticipation of the expert team's arrival grew, as did the list of questions I had for them. I couldn't shake the feeling there was something more to this creature, something that connected it to the very soul of the mountains themselves. My research had led me down a rabbit hole of ancient Cherokee lore, tales of shapeshifters and guardians of the land, and I found myself drawn to these legends like a moth to a flame. The night before the briefing, I couldn't sleep. My mind raced with thoughts of the Dogman, the whispers, and the missing people. I sat in my living room, surrounded by maps and notes, the glow of my computer screen casting a stark contrast against the shadows. I knew that the whispers were crucial to understanding the creature's behavior, so I played the recordings over and over again, trying to discern any rhythm or pattern that could lead to insight. My eyes grew heavy, and my mind wandered to the campfire conversations of my childhood, where the legend of the Dogman had been born. I had always dismissed it as just a scary story, a way to keep kids from wandering too far into the woods. Now, the whispers echoed in my ears, and the creature's red eyes haunted my dreams. I had seen the unthinkable, and now it was my burden to convince others of its reality.